This is WSBT's Community Update on 96.1 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. Today's Community Update will deal with the state of Indiana and, according to Governor Eric Holcomb, the state of that state. We're going to share some excerpts from his State of the State address from this past Tuesday.
I'm pleased to report that thanks to the energy and the hard work of Hoosiers from Angola to New Harmony, from Henryville to Hammond, Indiana is on a roll and the state of our state is strong. And there are more Hoosiers working today than at any other time in our state's history. Our labor participation rate remains higher than the national average, while our unemployment rate is lower than any state we touch. We've tripled our foreign direct investment in our state just over the last 3 years. And we've broken records 2 years running now for new job commitments coming our way. Statewide, tourism is up. Wages are up. In-migration is up. Home sales are hot. Building permits have surged, and our tech ecosystem is growing. Now, as important as these facts are now, we're planting seeds to ensure that Indiana's harvest will be bountiful for years to come. This two-part mission, making the lives better for Hoosiers today while building for the future, has been and will remain my administration's focus. My aim, to coin a phrase, is to take Indiana to the next level. This isn't just a slogan on a billboard or a bumper sticker to me. It's an action-oriented aspiration that Indiana can be one of the leading states in the whole country by any measure. To achieve it, we must bring the same strength and vitality to our quality of life that we have to our economy. So tonight, I'll dig a little deeper into what I mean by the next level and what it'll take for us to get there. Because when I think back to those not so many years ago, when our ship of state was taking on water fast, when our economy was weak and narrowly focused, when we had no reserves and we were outspending revenue year after year after year, we were dead in the water. But thanks to you and some of our predecessors, we turned Indiana 180 degrees and we set sail on a course to sustainable growth, fiscal strength, and a more efficient government. Thanks to this continuity, Indiana has been transformed from having one of the worst financial conditions of any state to now being one of the best.
Governor Holcomb moved on to infrastructure and then education.
We're making real progress building and rebuilding our infrastructure, something that's essential for us to remain the undisputed crossroads of America. We're accelerating regional road projects like completing I-69 3 years ahead of schedule. We're pursuing transformational rail projects up in Northwest Indiana, a fourth water port in Southeast Indiana. And we're working to make Indianapolis the Midwest destination for nonstop international flights. But we're more than just about ports and planes and trains and automobiles. The internet is just as essential to our prosperity today as highways were a century ago. And we have far too many Hoosiers without access to affordable high-speed broadband. When I was visiting one of our towns, someone said to me, "Eric, if you come by our Starbucks between 7 and 9 p.m. at night, you'll see parents with their kids doing their homework because they can't get Wi-Fi at home." Another Hoosier told me, "Kids in my town go to McDonald's to go online." Nothing against large coffees and Big Macs. I'm a big fan of both. But all students should be able to do their homework at home. So we're making the largest single investment in our state's history in broadband now, this year, so we can get those folks out of the internet darkness they find themselves in. And to help more people enjoy the diverse outdoor beauty that our state offers. We're also making the single largest investment in our state history to expand our hiking and biking and riding trails. Because we all know today, many times people choose where to live before they choose where to work. And these amenities matter. And to that point, reaching the next level requires us to strengthen our state's human infrastructure. Last year, I said that developing a 21st century workforce is the defining issue of the decade. Nothing has changed my opinion or my focus on building a Hoosier workforce that can outcompete anyone, anywhere, any day. Our efforts and investments are designed to meet the goal of ensuring 60% of Hoosier adults have a high-value credential beyond high school. To do that, we must get our kids to start thinking about their career paths earlier in their lives. So we will introduce every student to career and apprenticeship options in Indiana's key opportunity industries. We'll support students who seek a four-year degree and those who don't, so that everyone has a pathway to a fulfilling career. A strong economy depends on a world-class workforce. And that workforce depends on a great education. And a great education depends on great teachers. And one way to attract and retain more of those teachers is to make teacher pay more competitive. In my budget proposal last week, I requested K-12 education funding increases of 2% for the next 2 years. That's a 4% increase and equates to $432 million more than today. But we can and we must do more. We're in a financial position to use surplus dollars to pay off a pension liability that local schools currently pay. Just like paying off your mortgage frees up money in your personal budget, this state investment will save all local schools $140 million over the biennium, with continued savings thereafter. These two proposals would result in $572 million new dollars, K-12, to schools over the biennium. I believe local school districts should allocate 100% of the $140 million to increasing teacher paychecks. That's what we'll be doing to make an immediate impact. And over the long term, I'm creating the next level teacher pay commission to identify resources that can be made available to make sure our teacher compensation is competitive with neighboring Midwestern states, ready to act on by the 2021 legislative session. Once again, Indiana will show the way. We solve challenging issues together. Along with improving K-12 education, we must also skill up and reskill our adult population. The good news is we're making encouraging progress. From 2016 to 2017, Indiana's post-high school credential attainment rate grew at nearly double the national growth average, and even faster among Hoosiers between 25 and 44 years old. And the number of Hoosiers with a STEM-related bachelor's degree also grew at a healthy 8%. But we can and must do more here too, which is exactly where our next level jobs program comes in. In 2018, nearly 9,000 Hoosiers enrolled in workforce ready eligible certificate programs, 9,000. And another 17,000 who previously started college came back to finish their post-secondary educations. That's why we'll expand our Workforce Ready grant to continue our push to get more adults to complete degrees and certificates in high-demand industries. And that's why we'll double the funding for the Employer Training Grant, which provides financial support to Indiana companies to hire and train and retrain Hoosier adults to fill our job openings. Last October, we announced that the Marco Foundation, along with Microsoft, made Indiana only the second state in the country to land its skillful program, which helps connect Hoosiers to fulfilling careers. They said they chose Indiana because we're doing, not talking.
Finally, the governor addressed the opioid crisis, child abuse, and other critical human issues.
We'll continue to put our full force behind attacking the drug epidemic throughout our entire state. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're making progress here, too. Our new 211 open beds program has made more than 4,000 referrals for treatment services and support groups, connecting people quicker than ever, which can mean, as you know, the difference between life and death. The number of opioid prescriptions is down. Communities are forming their own systems of care, and we are getting drug data faster and more accurately than ever before. But better data means we have more information about the extent of the issue, and it shows we still have a long way to go. To get there, this year, we'll improve access to quality treatment, expand recovery housing, and provide better services for pregnant women who are substance dependent. We will keep working 24/7, 365 to get more of our Hoosier neighbors on the road to their recovery. And we'll continue to be transparent and accountable on pressing issues like child welfare, infant mortality, and student safety. Last spring, I convened a group to examine school safety, and the resulting report led to some recommendations that will enhance mental health services in our schools, provide more funding for safety equipment, and require active shooter training and threat assessments in our schools, because that's the world we live in now. We are putting all of our efforts into implementing this entire plan. But I have heard from Hoosiers who say we need to do more, and I agree. Several pieces of legislation related to school safety have been introduced, and I look forward to working with you all, with moms and dads and schools, as the coming days ahead unfold. Ladies and gentlemen, I also stand before you tonight proud of the progress we're making at our Department of Child Services. A year ago, we had just started a top-to-bottom review of our DCS. Now we are moving full speed ahead on addressing all those 20 recommendations that not only protect children, but recognize the difficult work of those who protect them. It's still early, but the investments we've made to increase caseworker salaries and improve the workforce culture is making a difference. The ratio of supervisors to case managers has improved, so there is more time for supportive supervision and coaching. Turnover among frontline staff is down and retention is up, which means more stability between caseworkers and the families they work with. And fewer children are re-entering the DCS system after their cases are closed. Now is not the time to pull back resources right when we're starting to see such progress. I also challenged our social service agencies to become the best state in the Midwest for infant mortality by 2024. A tall order considering where we started. You all approved our levels of care program to assure that high-risk babies are delivered at the hospitals with the right facilities to meet the needs of moms and infants. Now we're seeking to implement two more programs that aim directly at reducing infant mortality. A navigator program to help guide high-risk pregnant women, and a program to verbally screen all expecting mothers for substance use disorder so that those who need it will be connected to treatment. These are the kind of efforts it will take to get more babies to celebrate their first birthdays, regardless of their zip codes.
A series of excerpts edited from Governor Eric Holcomb's State of the State address delivered at the Indiana State House this past Tuesday.
The views expressed on WSBT's Community Update are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of the host, WSBT Radio, its staff, or management. Join us again next week on Community Update on The Sports Leader, 96.1 WSBT.